From Marketplace, I'm David Brancaccio, coming to you from the studios of the BBC in London this week. We're all focused on the human cost of these hurricanes and economic reverberations as well if Hurricane Irma ends up doing violence to Florida. Add the costs of Harvey and its floods, and citrus, vegetable, and cotton markets are being knocked around. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
Texas is the top cotton-producing state, and some growers on the coastal strip who were expecting a bumper crop instead got Harvey. Russell Painting is president of the Texas Farm Bureau.
They were looking at probably a 2 million bale cotton crop, and there are estimates out there of close to a quarter of that being either totally lost or extensively damaged.
He says it's a small chunk of overall U.S. production, but with cotton prices in the dumps, it could put some farmers out of business. Cotton specialist Guy Collins at North Carolina State University fears Hurricane Irma could harm other southern farmers' crops and finances.
If it hits us on the East Coast, depending on severity, it could be devastating.
And crop insurance may not make farmers whole. Lisa Lockridge with the Florida Fruit and Vegetable Association says citrus and vegetable growers are also worrying about Irma. But
if there's any silver lining, it's that it's coming early in the season.
She says most growers can still replant if need be. I'm Annie Baxter from Marketplace.